Just relaxing into your own experience that you can divide up into you, the subject, and everything else, the object. To just kind of sit with that differentiation, all of the, notice all of the sounds, for instance, that are coming through the sense of hearing. Just kind of tuning into those perceptions. Notice the difference between these objectified sensory perceptions, in this case sounds, and your own presence. Just meet your own self. But through my sense of touch, if I feel my physical body, I'm aware of the breath, any kinesthetic movement in the body. And these perceptions are objectified and they come and go, they change. Notice your own self, the one who's present to these perceptions. You are of a different order of reality almost, because you simply are. You're not coming and going, you just are. I just am. That amness I can take and do take completely for granted, actually. I simply am. I don't think about myself as coming and going in terms of me. My perceptions come and go. See if you can go back and forth between your own presence and the perceptions, in this case, the perceptions through the sense of touch of your body. Letting the body relax and appreciating those sensations. Just notice the difference between your own being . You are not an object of perception. You are simply self-evident. If you're an object of perception, then we want to go to the subject of that object. You're not an object of perception, you simply are the conscious being, because of which we can say all of these things shine. Relaxing, noticing whatever thoughts are passing through, or images, or emotions. Utilizing the mind, those are coming and going. They are what they are. But they're a different order of reality than me. I can differentiate them from me. Because unlike them, I'm not coming and going. becomes your own presence. So you are not objectified as an object. You simply are your own self-evident meanness, your own self-evident presence. If you try to get behind yourself and objectify it, that doesn't work. Nothing happens. Relax and let yourself, let the mind differentiate these objectifiable experiences that come and go from you, from your own nature. If it comes and goes, it's not you, it's a thought, it's a perception, it's an experience, but it's not you. If you can change it, get rid of it, turn your back on it, it's not you. So who are you? What are you like? Just you, not the thoughts or feelings or notions that come and go. Just me. Just relax and be yourself. Let that which comes and goes continue to come and go. They're following their own, what we call their own swabhava, their own nature. Your nature is not something that comes and goes. You simply are. What are you like? What is your nature? Just in terms of your own self-experience, not in terms of who are you in reference to the body or who are you in reference to the universe. Just what is your self-experience in you? What are you like? Just relax into your own presence. Be yourself. There's nothing special that you need to do to recognize your own presence. You are always here. You're the one that, because of you, everything else is known, experienced as an object. Cornwall experiences are. But this discernment between yourself and the experiences that come and go. Some subtle discrimination. Requires some relaxation. Not needing things to be different, just relaxing and allowing things to be as they are. The mind not asking anything to be different, has the freedom to be with things as they are.